program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech. Welcome, seekers, to another award-shunning episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. I'm your writhing little prayer partner, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, and tonight, seekers, I have a special treat for you. A stellar episode of a subgenius radio show from Little Rock, Arkansas. Long a bastion of subgeniushood, Arkansas's flinty loins have burst open to produce some of the finest foundless fathers of our church. Oh, mutants like St. Jane or Hypercletes and Pope Sternadox of Little Rocks. But now this already slack-blessed city has the mighty subgenius St. Byron Werner to its credit, too. Oh, yes. Hardcore subgenii out there already know the name. Renowned for his art, Byron is also a sonic archivist par excellence. Yeah, he's the man who coined the term space-age bachelor pad music, but regretfully didn't cash in on it. But what he does have, besides a killer wit, is a jaw-dropping collection of recorded gems. Ooh, I know, I've touched that collection. Ooh, so it's great news that he's putting it to good use, broadcasting it to the hordes of arc-insane freaks out there. Yep, he's teamed up with his pal Donovan Suit and started a radio show that he calls Rural War Room, mainly because they wanted all their callers to sound like Scooby-Doo. So here's a classic episode of Rural War Room, here on Bob's Slacktime Funhouse on WREK Atlanta. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Rural War Room on KABF 88.3 Little Rock. I'm Donovan Suit.
I'm Byron Werner.
And tonight we're going to introduce you to,
it's a very special edition of the Rural War Room, where we're going to abandon most of our Japanese leanings and uncover evidence of a mind-altering chemical called LSD.
Some girl got a hemorrhage from Wall and Jimmy.
Hi.
He was very. I heard he was the biggest really thing.
Shit, I kept a mum.
He kept kissing me. I couldn't stand it. He was all he was an equipment man.
What you're listening to?
A jazz musician. There's a pop star. Performing
psychedelic music.
No. Poxy.
Under the influence of a mind-altering
chocolate. LSD.
What you're hearing now is the hysterical laughter of a young man shaken by a wild hallucination midway through an LSD trip.
Oh, I'm so happy right where I am right now. Right where I am, I'm so happy.
Millions of Americans illegally consume lysergic acid diethylamide, commonly known as LSD, during the next 12 months. Such indiscriminate use of LSD, once solely intended for scientific research, has snowballed into a nationwide crisis. Teenagers prowl along the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, high on the drug. Some of them chew the bark off trees, growl like dogs. They alternately writhe on the floor, screaming, cower in a corner, dreamily prop themselves against the walls. 10,000 thrill seekers attend a 3-day LSD festival in San Francisco, undulating to atonal music while experiencing way-out trances. LSD pushers openly sell the drug on dozens of college campuses. Adherents include corporation presidents, noted educators, a magazine publisher. But it's mostly unsupervised teenagers, the rebellious adolescents searching for identity, who embrace LSD and sound its praises.
And it was the most beautiful thing in the whole world. And then the paintings on the walls were dripping. Just, you know, you could see the paint coming down them like this, just like somebody was hosing it off at the top and all the paint was running down to the floor. But it was so pretty. They were running. Just like they were melting.
Yeah.
It was groovy. But that's the only hallucination I got off the whole trip.
Often, however, they put it to frivolous use. A colorless, odorless, tasteless, inexpensive substance. It's considered by the majority of them to be nothing more than a shortcut to instant bliss, where actually dangerously harmful. It's as easy to obtain as a hamburger at a local drive-in. In major cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles, a purchase can be made on a street corner, in a delicate test coffee house. Night spots frequented by this clientele carry names like the Trick, Lysergic the Cobra, Doors of Perception, the Brave New World. Members of the acid scene are no longer underground. Widely dilated pupils are inevitably shielded from the light by dark glasses. Languishing the movie theater, the last year of Marion, Julia the Mysterious, surrealistic films which heighten meaning for those who are turned up. It's a disenchanted, restless, insecure generation with people searching for mutants. An LSD pusher sells the chemical for $5 a capsule.
And these people have the attitude. You know, you're overwhelmed, so why not?
Yesterday we were always laughing, always good for a laughing passing, stepping aside of the rules for asking.
And apparently a widespread breakdown of parental discipline removed those basic instincts. A 14-year-old was also experimenting with heroin. Benjamin asked whether her mother knew about her LSD
capability. Yeah. Misery passes and Zelda's crying. Just look around when you feel like dying. Stepping aside of the rules when trying.
Lack of love, observed in the 1960s, combined with the sensational publicity and its easy availability, have triggered the rampant psychedelic.
First kisses will drag you under, firing lovers will make you blunder, tearing all the roses asunder.
Day, 23 years ago, Dr. Albert Hoffman accidentally inhaled enough lysergic acid diethylamide to cause him to take to his bed. LSD has passed through three distinct phases. The first was a period of scientific investigation when a variety of mental disorders were examined. At that time, the LSD state was called a model psychosis, a schizophrenia. Later, some of the scientists concluded that many of the reactions were not entirely similar, and they proceeded to the drug might be effective in the treatment of certain mental disorders, that it might help us understand the creative process, the nature of perception, and other human mental activities. Today, scientific research with LSD is declining. 5 years ago, the second period began, the idyllic, psychedelic, evangelic era. This was a movement spawned at Harvard by Drs. Leary and Alpert, later
to infiltrate many a campus and offbeat group. The psychedelic persuaders made the most attractive assertions that the experience would free us from life's games so that we could enter into non-game ecstasy, that our mental abilities would multiply a hundredfold, that our consciousness would be expanded out to the ultimate. Now the third phase is upon us. In the past 2 years, the acid head has taken over. Most of the takers are out for fun and LSD high. The doses are up, the music gets louder, the lights swirl faster, and the chap who freaks out just hasn't passed the acid test. A surprising number of these youngsters don't even know who Timothy Leary is. Or if they do, they think he's the guy who started the party.
Watch that temple go. Watch that temple go.
All right, you're listening to the Rural War Room on 88.3 FM.
No, it isn't.
And that was something from Wonderwall, the soundtrack that George Harrison did many years ago called Red Lady 2, T-O-O. Before that?
Let's see. Before that, that was the Beatles doing Mellotron Music number 5, just some take loops and things they did in the studio.
Before that, Little Rock's own Reagan's Pollock
joins
Punk Sanderson to do Swapping Jesus. What a great cut.
That was pretty amazing. Before that, we heard Buffalo Daughter doing Cake Walking with dubs from the Capitol LSD record that was put out in, I guess, the 69 or...
68, 69.
We're going to be hearing
somewhere.
A lot of dubs off of that tonight.
Tommy Forrester is dead. Tommy was going to be an engineer. But Tommy is dead. His problem was acid. Lysergic acid formula 25 called LSD.
Tonight the theme is LSD. Psychedelic music. Music that was influenced by LSD, music that was written under the influence of LSD, and music that might just plain sound better on LSD. We're going to do Country Joe next?
Yes, we're going to be doing Country Joe and the Fish from their first record, a little ditty called Bass Strings.
Yay. You're listening to the Rural War Room on KABF.
No, you're not. That's a damn lie. They're listening to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse on WREK Atlanta, 91.1. This just sounds like Rural War Room from Little Rock. Damn it, get it straight.
You pass the reaper round. My world is spinning young. Just got to slow it down. Desert. just to try and find my past. The truth lives all around me, but it's just beyond my grasp.
Sometimes the user thinks he can smell or taste the sound of music, or, as was the case with Tommy, he thinks he can see the music. The capacity of the brain to associate the present with the past is impaired. Perfectly familiar objects may seem completely foreign or non-identifiable. At the same time, the most bizarre associations seem to cloud the conscious mind, so that a user can be looking at a person and suddenly gain the impression that that person is dissolving away or turning into some kind of a strange monster. As with all psychedelic compounds, LSD not only diminishes the instinct of self-protection and self-preservation, but it removes the natural inhibition. A professor of a Philadelphia university came out of his LSD spree to discover that he had been running naked and bleeding up and down the boulevard on which he lived. A prominent official of the government was found naked and freezing in the topmost branches of a backyard tree. From the point of view of the police, the problem of psychedelic drugs is not only what it can do to the user, but what a temporary demented user often does to other people. During January of this year, four teenagers on a binge of LSD rammed into a house, killing a three-year-old child. The police found the driver of the car to be in a psychedelic trance. After placing him in a jail cell, this teenager tried to climb the wall, shouting, "I'm a Graham cracker. See, my arm just crumbled off." A woman in California who prided herself in being able to take LSD without any ill effects, Dr. Leary states that the goal of his new religion is to turn on, tune in, and drop out.
February 1892, the States of America
Why is he acting so strange?
impervious to bullets. Well, if you want to believe that story, you can.
That was Creature with the Atom Brain, Rocky Erickson, who I think I read somewhere that he did take LSD at one time or another.
Really?
That's what I heard.
And that's what the show's about.
Yeah, and before that was Bass Strings, Country Joe and the Fish. And you'll notice that at the end of the song, in case you couldn't figure out what the song was about, they've got that sort of whisper going, L.S. and this heavy-handed, you know.
That's what it was about. You know,
innuendo.
That was driving me nuts.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Rural War Room on KBF 88.3 Little Rock.
Every other Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday we're here doing similar things. We do play a lot of Japanese, amped-up Japanese pop music a lot of the time. Today we're doing a theme show. And then what are we going to hear after that?
Ronaldo and the Loaf.
Ronaldo and the Loaf. If you've never heard of them, you should stick around. You're listening to the Rural War Room on 88.3 Little Rock.
Hey, no, it's 91.1 FM, WREK Atlanta.
Hey. You're listening to the Rural War Room on KBF 88.3.
How many times do I have to tell you, idiots? It's WREK Atlanta, 91.1 FM.
Oh, there in the words and here in the words, can you hear?
Don't hide or turn, please, alone.
Teenage America. America. boy.
Eating dough in a polyethylene bag is fast and bulbous. Got me? She began to dance. All the pachucos start with holding hands. When she drives her chivvy, sissies don't dare to glance. Yellow jackets and red devils buzz around her hair hive hole. She wears her pants like a present, takes her fancy in the pants. A sedan skims along the floorboard. Her two pipes humming carbon call. Got her wheel out of a B-29 bomber. Brody knob amber, Spanish fringe and talcum tassels, forever amber. She looks like an old squaw Indian. She
she's 99, she won't go down. Avocado green, alfalfa yellow, adorn her to the ground. Tattoos and tarnished utensils, a snow white bag full of tunes. Drives a cartoon around, drives a cartoon around. Broma sells a blue umbrella, keeps her up off the ground. Round red sombreros wrap her high tap horse shoes. When she unfolds her umbrella, Pachuco's got the blues. Her loving make me so happy, if I smile I crack my chin. Her eyes are so peaceful, thinks it's heaven she been. Her skin is as smooth as a daisy's, in the center where the sun shines in. Smiles as sweet as honey, her teeth as clean as the combs where the bees go in. When she walks, flowers surround her, let their nectar come into the air around her. She loves, her love sticks out like stars. Her loving stick out like stars.
Beyond your normal mind, into that risky and revelatory territory which has been explored for thousands of years by mystics and visionary philosophers. In the last year, we are told that perhaps a million Americans, most of them young people, have made the LSD experience a part of their lives. Is this a social menace and a cause for alarm? I don't think so. I see nothing less and the speedy evolution of a new indigenous religion. The LSD religionist knows that the temple of worship is the human body, that the shrine must be located not in a public place, but in the privacy of your own home, and that the congregation cannot extend beyond your family and your closest friends. In 15 years, the high school and college students who are experimenting with LSD will be running many of our institutions and guiding public policy. Remember, the college students who are using LSD and marijuana today do not comprise a criminal class. They are not drug addicts seeking to escape. They're your best educated, your most creative, and your most courageous young people. And like it or not, they're going to build you a new civilization.
Argue that his rhapsodic, high-minded thoughts exert a strong appeal on individuals likely to be injured by the drug. There's no doubt that many of the young, ignorant of the high potency and danger of LSD, have been swept up in the aura surrounding the drug. Some of them wear buttons on their lapels and place bumper stickers on their cars reading, "Support your local travel agent," meaning the source of supply who provides the trip-taking chemical. Since the only legitimate source of LSD in the United States is restricted to approved researchers, the user finds himself obliged to deal on a black market, which has reached enormous proportions. Planes smuggle huge batches into this country from Canada, Mexico, England, Czechoslovakia. But actually, anyone with a working knowledge of organic chemistry can readily synthesize LSD. As a result, the LSD available in the current seller's market is manufactured largely by amateurs. Often it's of dubious quality. At Capsule Corner, a crossroads for acid heads in Los Angeles, customers can purchase LSD in a variety of forms. Impregnated in sugar cubes, chewing gum, blotting paper, mixed with baking soda in a capsule, absorbed in a matchstick, or preserved on the back of a postage stamp. The price is up to $5 for the standard dosage, 200 micrograms. The nonpareil in the field is a San Francisco chemist who distributes free samples at massive LSD parties. Allegedly, he has become a millionaire through illegal sales. He's spoken of with reverence by one of his Los Angeles pushers. He's also a user.
Owsley really knows how to make acid. Right, so that all the impurities were taken out of it. Owsley really has dynamite, righteous acid.
The continuing danger of buying on the black market is that the consumer never can be certain exactly what dosage he's getting. The average dosage virtually invisible. 300 micrograms would be put on the point of a pin. There's the added possibility that an impure dosage could cause substantial organic damage. One teenager who had just illegally purchased some LSD and consumed it while standing on a sidewalk voiced her fears.
And it scares me not knowing exactly what my proper dosage is. And I have to take it behind the law because there's no other way.
Another girl reported the size of her dosage.
The first time it was half a cap. Just the trees and the sky and even the grocery store was beautiful. I could have seen it for hours.
A teenager noted how much LSD she consumed on her last trip.
Oh yeah, it was a cap of 500 milligram cap.
She described how she knew it was a 500 cap.
So you know what a 500 cap looks like. You know what I mean? Very small.
Queried about her largest dose, a young girl responded,
It was 15 drops concentrated, 400 micrograms a drop. And I know it wasn't good because it immediately hit my spine. I was in sheer agony. It was tapping my spinal fluid.
The girl's answer underlines the abject ignorance of many users. LSD cannot possibly tap the spinal fluid. Captain Alfred W. Tremblay, commander of the Narcotic Division of the Los Angeles Police Department, explains the confusion surrounding the LSD numbers game.
A year ago, a person could buy LSD and know that he's using 50 micrograms a day. A year from now, there'll be no such guarantee from a pharmaceutical company. It will be a bootlegged version similar to heroin. An addict shoots heroin, might be shooting 2% heroin, he might be shooting 25% heroin. When you buy it from an illegitimate source, there's no guarantee on the quality. We had a backyard chemist that was investigating this, and he was producing sufficient amount of LSD to make 1 million capsules in a 3 month period. Our information is the same individual has now enlarged his activities. I would estimate that this individual is producing for consumption in Southern California in excess of 1 million capsules a month.
student health center. Psychiatric wards rapidly filling with acid heads who cracked up following bad trips or inability to assimilate the LSD experience are already a fact. One out of every six admissions at the UCLA Neuropsychiatric Institute is attributed to LSD. Dr. Thomas Ungerleiter, resident psychiatrist at that facility, reports their symptoms upon arrival.
They may be severely depressed with suicidal tendencies or have made very serious suicide attempts. They may be confused, wandering about, not knowing where they are. They may be hallucinating, that is, hearing voices or seeing things. Or they may be extremely anxious to the point of panicking.
Reports of such unfortunate trips do little to deter most users, especially those attending high schools and colleges. They go right on experimenting with LSD, waiting for psychedelic lightning to strike. More often, they're swayed by extraordinary experiences related to them by their friends. Here's one such recollection, told by a young insurance company employee.
I was really not. I mean, I came out of the shower jumping around telling everybody how groovy it was to take a shower. And it was like, well, it was like being under a thunderstorm with great big drops of rain, because you could really feel the water coming. And you could just, it almost felt, this is weird, it almost felt like you could feel your pore going, sopping up the water. You know, your whole body was just going, like a great big sponge, you know, and it just, It was like a massage. It was so groovy. You can't believe how groovy it was. It wasn't just water hitting you, taking a shower, soap, and out you go, you know, towel off. It was just, oh wow. You know, it was like a caress, you know, kind of, and you could really feel the hot and the cold. You could feel hot and cold, you know, and each little drop that came out was a different one. You know, I don't think the water must mix inside. It must come out hot and cold or something, because you could feel hot, cold all over you. It was really groovy. I guess the word for it is it was sensual. You know, just your body just, it grooved, you know. It was really neat.
A member of an instrumental group which records psychedelic music reveals her rapturous LSD trips.
God, I'm always tripping, though, and always freaking out. And sometimes I freak out with everything, because I'm just freaking out anyway. Yeah, one time in the swimming pool, and my dad said, I guess about 3 hours in the pool, you know.
Yeah.
Complete silence, as I remember. I became part of the water, and part of the air, part of all the color in the air, part of space, and it was me and I was it, you know. It all melted in together. That's why I stayed there so long. I didn't realize. I remember dancing after that, dancing part of it. After that, I'm down, and all the sounds that I heard completely faded away. Everything got so distant. Because it got so distant, and I went right into my own head. Closed my eyes. Started seeing all, you know, everything was in my head at the time. 10,000 teddy bears, and millions of teacups, you know, things like that, written happy birthday.
You're listening to the Rural War Room on 88.3 FM.
It's another damn one. No, you're not.
That last little bit there was from Audiolingo Jay King, who was responsible for us having the show. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Thank you. We thank you every show. Or at least I hope we do.
Yeah, we mean to if we don't, man.
Absolutely.
It was mixed with the Capitol record LSD from, I think, 1969. Lots of cuts from that. Being mixed with a Japanese group, I, a song called Eastern Mantras, Western Mantras.
Before that, Pachuco Cadaver from Trout Mass Replica. It is always a great day when I get to play Captain Beefheart and his magic band on the radio.
Yay. Before that was Rayburn, a band from Little Rock. The song was called Doubt. That was actually recorded here in 1969 at Jagger's Productions on Johnson Street here in Little Rock. Before that was Meat Beat Manifesto with Hello Teenage America. That's mainly Zappa samples, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, and but before that, Ronaldo and the Loaf on a rare 12-inch 45 called Hambu Hodo. What a very unusual record.
It's a really, yeah, it is. I've got all three of their albums, and I've never even seen that thing.
And that's even weird for Ronaldo and the Loaf, who were kind of like, I don't know, Happy Residents. That's
yeah,
what I like.
Yeah. That one did have a melody line, which is good for them. They should do more of that.
Yeah, but they didn't use any synthesizers. They were strictly, dare I say it, old school.
Yeah,
I
that's
don't
what
like
I like
use
about
the word school with it. But,
that's
you
what
know.
I like about that band Stump that we play a lot on
Stump
the show.
Is great. Stump would have fit right in with
absolutely
with tonight's performance.
You get no idea what the sounds are, and then you read the sleeve and realize, oh, it's on guitar. That's insane.
You're listening to Rural War Room on 91.1 FM WREK Atlanta. Ah, yes, Seegers. You've just been treated to an episode of Little Rock, Arkansas's own subgenius radio holocaust, Rural War Room. Oh, with St. Byron Werner and Donovan Sue. Just a sampling of the hordes of subgenius freaks they got hiding up in them there hills of Arkansas. Heavily mutated area indeed. And if you'd like more information on this whole Church of the Subgenius thing, drop a stamped self-addressed envelope to Bob, P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118, or check out subgenius.com for more information. And who knows, Seekers, maybe next week I'll actually be able to get another episode of the Hurricane Cycle out. Oh, God, I swear I didn't know that was going to last this long. Oh, but thanks for lasting as long as you did tonight, if you know what I mean. Good night, Seekers.